community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
New music from Chatham Rise. That was Meadowsweet. That was released on the 3rd of September. And you can find that on Picture In My Ear records.bandcamp.com. Before that, new song from Scarlet Echo, Greyhaven, and their website again is scarletecho.co.uk. Now, like I say, big hello to the first, for the first time in the Phoenix FM studio, we have the Scarlets. Hello, the Scarlets.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how you doing? We've got Ryan, Liam, Bill and Harry. Yeah, thanks for coming down. And I'm not quite sure which one's which at the moment. I'm going to do some drawings in a minute. To start with, we're going to have three songs. And you're going to do a session for us, and then we're going to go away, and then we're going to come back and have a little chat about the band. So, what have we got? What songs have we got lined up?
The first one is called "She's Calling Your Name," and the second one, which Liam sings on, is called "Staying Right," and then we've got a new one called "Carousel."
Okay, so we got the first one. I'm just doing a little bit of multitasking here, so listeners can't see what I'm doing.
No problem.
But the band can see what I'm doing. Right, we're just getting the... Okay, we're almost ready to go. Okay, so when you're ready, let's go ahead with the first song, "She's Calling Your Name."
She's just had a few. She's dancing on the ceiling, and now it's your cue to see what she's feeling as she comes down the path. A joke and a laugh. She wants to be part of the game. Drinks the last can. She's giving you grief, but obey your demands. Your chances are brief, 'cause she thinks you're a toy. She won't bring you joy. She wants to cause you pain. She's calling your name. She's calling your name. Clings to the king. Who's gonna save her? The love that she's made. It's gonna break her, 'cause she says she loves you. Well, that can't be true. She wants to be part of your fame. She's calling your name. So clear, she's filled me with fear. Maybe it's love in vain. She's calling your name.
Cheers. Come on, everyone is not playing. Come on. We've got a nice little audience in the studio tonight. So we have to, normally the people clapping outnumbered by the musicians, but today I think we can get away with it. That was really nice. That was "She's Calling Your Name," yeah?
Yeah.
From the first song. Excellent. Okay, from the from your EP, isn't it? Your current EP, which we'll talk about later. We don't have to talk about that now. Plenty of time to talk about that. Okay. Second song we've got coming up is called, I know you mentioned it,
"Stay the Night."
stay the night. Okay, just making notes here as well. Just doing my homework. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay, when you're ready.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. Flying chairs and tissues to share. Well, I've been here before and I'm not quite sure if you should say to me, stay the night. Well, what can I say when I throw this way, when I throw it like betrayed? Well, I know it's the end, so let's just pretend that you never said. Flying chairs and tissues to share. Well, I've been here before and I'm not quite sure if you should say to me, stay the night. Flying chairs and tissues to share. Well, I've been here before and I'm not quite sure if you should say to me.
Brilliant. Second song from the Scarlets in session here on Phoenix FM. That was Stay the Night. Now, one more song we're going to do. Is that right?
One more song. Yeah.
Brilliant. So much enthusiasm. They are excited, honestly. Okay. What's the third song we're going to do?
This is a new one and it's called Carousel.
Carousel. Okay, right. When you're ready?
Hang on. When I'm ready?
Yeah.
Down at dawn by the carousel, and she was wearing a spangled boot, and she kept me waiting till the afternoon by the bell and the lead balloon. I tried so hard to tame her, she was never the easy kind. I was lost in confusion, a foregone conclusion, an uneasy state of mind. Have a ride off the carousel, my dear. What you got to lose? Have a smoke of your cigarettes and feel the tightening of the screws. Raindrops on a lullaby, but how could I refuse this complicated mix of what I found, what's coming back to bite the bruise, and what I thought I was after didn't seem as it was before. Though I tried and I tried, but the haze in the sky said you weren't gonna be. the school.
Fantastic. That was Carousel from the Scarlets, the third of three songs that they played for us live here on Phoenix FM. Sounded absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, guys. We're going to come back in about 3 minutes' time and have a chat.
Phoenix FM.
New single from Cud, that's Victoria, and that's out now on vinyl. And I've got a feeling it might be on digital as well, but they keep talking about the vinyl for some reason. Okay, right, let's just... just make sure that I haven't put you in front of the broken microphone. I don't think I have. Hello to the Scarlets.
Hello.
We do these things at the last minute. It's just the way, we're not Capital Radio, This
yeah.
But, yeah. So hello to Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
And Harry.
Hello.
And hang on, sorry. Harry, can you just say again?
Hello.
Do you want to come a little bit nearer the mic?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. This is, I'm being polite, but I'm doing a little sound check as well. And hello, Liam.
Hi.
And Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah, sounding really good. That was really your first radio session?
Yeah, it was a bit nerve-wracking.
A bit nerve-wracking. You seemed fine. I'm sure our listeners would agree as well. We've got a couple of listeners in our chat room at the moment, and they were saying that it sounded pretty good, which was nice of them. Hello to Con and to Andy and someone called Not Paul, who's not me. Okay, right, so this is the first radio session. You haven't been together too long either, have you? Only about a year or so?
Yeah, about that.
First gig was maybe...
Not even around a year ago.
Yeah, just under a year ago.
Just before November, so it's been fun.
Yeah. So you're still quite a young... I mean, how did you all get together? You're still quite a young band.
Me and Ryan were like... I had a friend that was just like, all right, I'm going out with this kind of like music kid. I was just like, all right, that's cool. Came around my house one day and was just like... And he learned how to play guitar in the end. He was just like, oh, do you want to write a song? And we wrote this song. He was just like, oh, I know this kid. I think it'd be Harry or Bill. And he was just,
kids.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, yeah, let's start a band. And we met up one day and he was absolutely terrible.
Round my house.
Yeah, like, and then we were just like, the band's not going to happen. We're not doing nothing like this. And then we eventually...
I think we left it like a year.
Yeah.
And then we all brought it back. And,
and then it did happen. It so did there was obviously some idea to get together. There was obviously some kind of musical chemistry. So
yeah, it was Bill that got us all back together.
Oh,
yeah.
Good work, Bill. Well done.
Yeah, that's good, didn't I?
Bill was tired of playing football, Xbox every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids will be there one day, but not for a few years. Anyway, so why did you choose the name The Scarlets?
That's a long process.
No, the thing, the problem with the band is, like, we can never agree on, like, one subject. If you ask even Bill, me, or anyone in the band, there's always an argument going on. And the name was, like...
The name went on for about 3 months. Yeah. Probably even longer.
But, like, one night we were deciding, and it went on for, like, 3 hours. And, like, silly names, like the Claudias.
Claudias, I like that, actually, yeah.
But then Bill was like, oh, we'll fancy that actress, Scarlett Johansson. And then we were like, oh, that's cool, so it was Johansson. And then Johansson. And then he was like, I like the Scarlett.
Yeah, and then...
It's not bad, it's simple. It's to the point, isn't it? And yeah.
Just because Bill fancied some bird.
Yeah. Even though I was unable to spell it correctly on the website, but other than that, it was...
She's never listening to this, like, I'm sure she'll be honest.
we can send her a copy. Yeah. We can send her a copy of the session, and if she replies, well, yeah, you'll be the first to hear about it. Definitely.
How would you
describe yourself, not to our listeners, but to someone who hadn't heard you see, play or seen you play?
I don't know. Like,
it's difficult to like discuss that kind of thing like with random people. You just like, yeah, like normally people are just like, oh, you're in a band, what kind of music you're playing? I just hate the word like indie or alternative because
But that's what we are. But I mean, we just don't like the word.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's good enough, I suppose. People get a rough idea about where you are with that. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't want to thinking like
pigeonhole
yourself. Yeah. Indie, because then it's like
people are expecting things. About, I don't know. I suppose we are indie.
You don't want to go up to like somewhere like Newcastle, for instance, and just be like, oh, we're some like indie band, and then expecting us to be like REM or something like that.
We're far from REM. Yeah, because I mean, you list your influences on your Facebook, and you've got the Rascals and the Jam, Jack White, Arctic Monkeys, and Queens of the Stone Age, and they're not all that similar. But you know, to my ears, there's definitely a big '60s vibe going on, the '60s R&B sound, obviously with the tremolo guitar as well, and the and the vocals, the whole thing, and it's you know, nice, crisp, clear, not trying to do anything overcomplicated. It's nice sound. So you could say '60s indie. I don't think there is such a thing as
the actual band play, then you.
We have a very like guitars and vocals are very '60s. And me and Bill were just
we're like heavy.
Right, it's the machine.
Tonight was like a debate. You're just like, oh right. And like now you're thinking, right, it sounds like '60s. You've got that R&B in it, but
I mean, some of these bands like the Jam and the Arctic Monkeys, they're clearly influenced by the '60s R&B sound. Anyway, there's a lot of that going through their music. So if you're picking up secondhand, it doesn't matter. It's it's still part of the sort of family tree of music. Isn't it really? Yeah. I mean, you list all these influences. We talked about them. Do you each have one artist that influences you more than any? Where you're playing or singing or writing, and you think that's who I'm trying to go for?
I think it'd be impossible for us not to say Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, it's just we've had like bands like slag us off, for instance, like saying, oh, they sound too much like Arctic Monkeys. But I didn't take it to offence at all. I was just like,
no, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Happy days, and I was chuffed.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I mean, you're not sounding exactly like them.
No,
everyone sounds a little bit like somebody else. So there's got to be a sort of a focus point there somewhere. But it's it's nice for, I suppose it's a bit of a compliment as well if people think you sound like them, because you know, a lot of people do like that kind of music. So it's good. Is there anyone that you haven't listed that you think, oh, maybe we sound a little bit like them as well? Or
I would never like dare to say like the Smiths, for instance. Like I idolise the Smiths.
Oh right, yeah.
I could never turn up to like rehearsals one day and be like, right, I've written
this Smiths song.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
so there you go, the Smiths with a '60s twist. That could be the that could be the blurb on your posters and whatnot. Okay. Now, back in August, you had a launch gig for your current EP, self-titled EP, Scarlets, and that's on Bandcamp at the moment if people want to buy it. Scarlets UK, thescarletsuk.bandcamp.com. You played two of the songs on there. Tonight, wasn't it? Stay the Night and She's Calling Your Name, and you've also got Dressed in Black and Discontent. I mean, when you're writing songs, who's the main songwriter, or is it a big collaborative effort?
Mr. Turner there.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's another reason why you like the Arctic Monkeys,
yeah,
is
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Mr. Turner. I was looking around the room. Did
he
I miss
got
him?
That a lot. I can't get away. Harry
said he was just like, you've got to change it. Like, you've got to get it done.
That's a bit harsh to say that you copy them so much that you took their name as well. That is a bit harsh. But so you're the main songwriter. And I mean, where'd you get your inspiration? Are they sort of personal, or are you just sort of writing a work of fiction, or what is it?
Yeah, fiction. Fiction from maybe like another person's point of view or something.
Well, you hearing other people's stories and thinking, I could twist this into a song.
And he just writes about
good way to do it. Good way to do it. Are there any plans to release a full blown album?
I don't really like albums, like singles and EPs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're like a taste almost.
Audience waiting for something, where like bands like come out with an album and you're just like waiting about 2 years for something new to come out, and like with a single,
that's true. It's you're kind of drip feeding as you're writing, and then you're getting it out there, which is nice. But sometimes it's nice to get sort of 40 minutes of music all in one hit, so you can really immerse it.
I think we would do one, but not at this stage.
Not just yet. You're just happy doing your singles and your EPs. That's a good way to start. Yeah, it's a good way to just knock out a few singles, and then
I think we want to get like good at the recording process as well before.
Yeah. Where did you record the EP?
J James Clark Productions.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, he's my brother.
So, oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so free stuff.
In a local band called The Ends.
Yeah.
The Ends, yeah, we know The Ends, oh, yeah. Well. They've been in a few times, yeah. Oh, have you played with them?
Yes,
yeah, that's
released.
Released.
Oh, yeah, of course you did, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah,
and, yeah, good bit of chaos, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great, yeah.
Yeah, if they get through a gig without smashing their drum kit, they've done well. Yeah, yeah, good guys. Okay, so we had the... where was the launch gig, was it? It wasn't Chinnery's. Chinnery's, it was Chinnery's, yeah. So you've played at Chinnery's. You played at Bush Hall as well, didn't you, in London?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic venue.
Yeah,
it was great. Like, we walked through the doors and we were just like...
It's like playing in a rich person's house, isn't it? A really rich person's house.
You didn't want to touch anything because you were like afraid something would come through.
There was a grand piano in the middle of the room, and we were just like basically like laying on it while we were waiting to go on stage.
Yeah.
You didn't get the butler come up and say, "Excuse me, can I help you?" Is that so? So, how did you end up at Bush House? You were supporting somebody, weren't you?
Yeah,
Bush Hall.
The Moons. There is Paul Weller's band, like Cabledist, he's got his own band called The Moons.
Oh, right, yeah. Because I noticed you described them as Weller affiliates, and I didn't know if it was some kind of pyramid scheme or something like that. No, so you're supporting The Moons, so you supported them. Who else have you played with recently?
Recently,
good. There's...
Memory Test.
Oh, well...
The Takes.
They were in here last week as well. I knew it was a band that had been in recently. Yeah, The Takes. There seems to be a sort of a growing scene for your music. It's been growing for 2 or 3 years, I think, particularly around Essex. There seems to be, you know, this.
I was last night when I was out watching Johnny Marr. Some guy came up to me and I was like, "Yeah, there's a great music scene at the moment." I don't know.
That's so weird because there was nothing when we wanted to get together and play. Like, my brother would come home and he'd be like, "Oh, there's no other bands in the area." But then literally the day we went, "Oh, it's still our first gig," loads of other bands started appearing.
As soon as we announced our first gig, we had about like 5 bands just come out of our age, and we were just like,
when we get on with them or not is a different matter, but
it's just one of those things that seems to have popped up over the last few years.
The only problem with it is there's always a bit of rivalry with
everyone
obviously respects each other and
face to face.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
I thought it was all one big happy family.
Oh, never.
Well, it's like a family. Like,
maybe it's like having a stepdad.
It's like if we got into a fight with a band, we'd probably just hide behind the end and let them fight them off.
I just get my mum, to be fair.
Yeah,
good old thing. Serious.
What would you say was your favourite gig that you've played out of all the ones you've played since you started? It's Bush Hall.
I think we feel comfortable at Chinnery's now. So when we play Chinnery's now, we explored the stage more. And at Moon's, there wasn't much
of a stage, no. Yeah, it was just like...
2 steps forward, you just fall off.
Yeah.
But I mean, but still, it's like... You know, Chinnery's, we can now run about.
We've got the biggest stage that we've played on, and you've got so much room. Whereas you're playing other places, and you've got maybe like a metre of your space, you can't do anything.
Yeah. Chinnery's is nice in that respect. Yeah. It is a very wide stage.
You can do a knee slide on it. Like,
on be watching several. School of Rock too much.
Yeah.
You've seen many a knee slide down there. You've got some more gigs coming up as well. You've got the Railway Hotel, so that's become iconic now, hasn't it? People talk about the Railway all the time in Southend.
That was last week, wasn't it?
You played that, yeah.
No, I enjoyed that more than
that was
Bush
really
Hall.
Good, yeah.
I think that was personally myself, but I don't know. It's the band that makes the final decision on that.
Well, you can all have your individual preferences. I mean, are you finding that there's more people coming out to see you now? Is it starting to get a little bit of a buzz about and you're seeing people at gigs who you might have seen at previous gigs?
Definitely. I think with the age thing, like, when you come to, like, bars, like, you've got to be over 18 to play in those type of venues, and half our mates are just underage and they can't do that kind of thing. And it's a real shame.
It's going to be a laugh in a year, though.
Yeah.
They're all going to want to go out and we'll be playing.
God knows what we'll be doing in a year. I'll be in Turkey with them, like, taking news away.
Okay, you're supporting the Spitfire soon as well, aren't you? How did that come about?
We just kind of know the singer.
Oh, okay.
And the mates with him. And
we went to watch them play. They was playing at the Oyster Fleet, and we were talking about all the other bands, and like we weren't very keen on them, as in like. And then they were just like, well, "Why don't you play a gig with us?"
Yeah.
And so we're playing at the Borderline, I think. In
that's a big old gig, isn't it? Yeah, Borderline. Yeah. It's a lovely venue.
Happened basically because the drummer, obviously, he likes all types of music, and he had a gig booked that day to go to at Old Court. Was it Bombay Bicycle Club?
Yeah. Right. And they were like, oh, yeah, basically, on the same day as Bombay Bicycle Club, who is a band that I've loved for years, by the way. Like, it kills me that I'm not seeing them. But still, like, we've got a gig. The deal was that we have to support them in Brighton a week before Borderline.
Yeah.
And that's the same day as Bombay. So I have to do the Brighton gig, and then that's how we get Borderline. But I'm not going to turn that down.
No, obviously. Like, well, it's a night out with us, to be fair.
Two nights?
Two nights out with us. There's
these things happen sometimes. You're getting in demand now. You're finding these little clashes happening. Yeah,
it's a regular occurrence.
No, I think the band comes first. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, at least we're having it out now.
No, I think I'd rather us play at Earl's Court in 20 years then, like, you know, watch Bombay now, because I just want to be there.
I'd rather not watch them at all.
Might have a little split in the band here. Live on air, won't be the first time. What does the future hold for you? Hopefully you're not going to split up over musical differences, but you know, what does the future hold for the band?
I was planning on that, but
no, we don't know. We don't like to put too high of targets like in front of us, because then if we don't achieve them, we just get let down.
Yeah, so
we just go with the flow, to be fair.
Although I might take this opportunity on the radio to announce that I'm releasing a single soon.
go for it.
Yeah, it's Harry Clark.
Give me a
call. Yeah, it's called Me and Harry Clark.
Okay, so if people want to, I mean, the old question used to be, where can people find out more about you? But I think people kind of know now if they like you, because you're on everything, aren't you? You're on Facebook and YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, you've got Instagram.
Yeah.
Not that we ever use.
No, we never do. As individuals, we're always on Instagram, but we never actually use it as a band.
I post more photos of the band on my Instagram than the band account does.
Yeah.
I don't even know who runs that.
I need to get the password off someone.
I don't know who runs it. That's good. And you're on Bandcamp, of course, which is important, because people like what they hear today. They can go there and download your EP.
Whether or not anyone's bought anything, it's a great experience.
I'm pretty sure maybe in a month or so we'll be on iTunes as well.
Alright, so you're going to be on there as well. Yeah. And maybe Spotify and everything like that, so you get your 1 millionth of a penny every time everyone listens to it.
I'll put it anywhere. I don't mind, as long as anyone
does. It's all good publicity, isn't it? Yeah. It gets the name out.
I'm
what you want to do.
I'm not too fussed about money. Money's nice. Money's great.
Well, as long as you've got enough to keep buying your guitars and your guitar strings and your transport.
I still live at home.
And conveniently, for anyone who's trying to find you on any of the social media services, and you're on all of them, it's the Scarlet with two T's and then UK, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you managed to get that name for all of them, which was a good bit of brand management.
Yeah, it's
well
great.
Done.
I couldn't imagine, like, when James sent out for us and he was double T and he was like, oh, it actually works.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
I like it.
Brilliant. Okay, so if people listening, they enjoy what they heard today, they can find you on facebook.com/thescarletsuk, and then everything else is linked from there. Okay, well, Bill, Harry, Liam and Ryan, thank you very much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure. Lovely. Really
thank
enjoyed
you.
Listening to the session. And hopefully we'll hear some more from you soon. Stay in touch with us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.